We're gonna take a little break right now. We're gonna take a little break right now.
We're gonna take a little break right now.
Break right now. We come back. Break right now. We come back. We're gonna take a little break right now.
Cocaine later tonight.
Come back.
Cocaine.
Come back.
Cocaine later.
Cocaine. Cocaine later.
Cocaine later tonight.
Cocaine later tonight.
Come back.
Cocaine later. Come back.
Cocaine later.
We're gonna take a little break right now. We're gonna take a little break right now.
We come back. Come back. Come back. Come back.
Cocaine later
right now. We come back. Break right now. We come back. We're gonna take a little break right now.
Cocaine later tonight.
Come back.
Cocaine later.
Come back.
Cocaine later.
C'est l'heure. C'est l'heure de Black Up. Black Up, l'émission de toutes les musiques noires. Du moins, celle que j'aime. Dans cette émission, il devrait y avoir du blues, du rhythm and blues, de la soul, du funk, du reggae, mais aussi du rap. Et puis, peut-être autre chose. On commence aujourd'hui cette émission avec Edgar Winter.
Here's your chance
if you wanna dance.
Yeah.
Edgar Winters, White Trash avec Give It Everything You Got en 1971 sur le premier album éponyme du groupe. Edgar Winters, c'est le frère de Johnny, le guitariste. Et pendant que Johnny Winter essayait de se faire une place entre Jimi Hendrix et Clapton, Edgar, lui, se contentait modestement de jouer de la batterie, du saxophone et des claviers derrière son frère ou en solo. Et malgré une carrière assez prolifique, une quinzaine d'albums à son actif, voire plus, Edgar Winter est toujours resté dans l'ombre de son frère Johnny Winter dans Black Up.
Man, I'm sure gonna give 'em some. I believe old Dallas, man, is the meanest town I know. I believe that Dallas, man's the meanest town I know. Man, 'cause you ain't safe in Dallas. I don't care where you go. You know that I ain't evil, man, just having fun. So much shit in Texas, bound to step in some. Drive back to Dallas, take my rather and my gun. Man, the people there looking for trouble, y'all gon' give 'em some. Trouble, he sure gon' give 'em some.
Johnny Winter, Dallas, Dallas, la capitale du Texas. Eh bien non, c'est Austin, perdu. Johnny Winter et son frère Edgar viennent de Beaumont. Beaumont, c'est dans le sud du Texas. C'est une ville qui n'est pas très loin de la frontière avec la Louisiane. Et c'est peut-être à cause de cette proximité géographique que leur vient cet amour inconditionnel pour le blues. Et ça très tôt, hein, dès le tout début de leur adolescence. Et quand en 1962, B.B. King est venu donner un concert dans leur bonne ville de Beaumont, évidemment, les deux frangins s'y sont précipités, sans se poser de questions, hein, du haut de leurs 16 ans. Et c'est en arrivant sur place que là, ils se sont rendus compte, tiens, bizarre, on est les deux seuls blancs dans le public. Ce qui a fait son petit effet sur le reste du public, hein, surtout quand on sait que les frères Winter sont albinos. Je vous laisse imaginer la scène. B.B. King dans Black Up.
After another one of those crazy dreams,
everything is going right this morning. The whole world is wrong, it seems. Oh, I guess it's the chains that bind me. I can't shake or lose these chains and things. I got a cold-hearted, wrongdoing woman and a slave-driving boss. I can't lose these chains that bind me. Can't shake or lose these chains and things. Just can't lose these chains and things.
Chains and Things, B.B. King en 1970, Chains and Things, un morceau écrit par B.B. King et Dave Clark. Un morceau un peu trop orchestré, je suppose, pour les véritables amateurs de blues et autres puristes que vous êtes. Eh bien, moi, ça ne me dérange pas et surtout, ça ne me déplaît pas. C'est bien pour ça que je voulais passer. On va continuer cette émission avec un autre titre écrit par Dave Clark et Al Perkins. Ce morceau, c'est Homework. On ne va pas écouter la version d'Al Perkins, du moins pas tout de suite, mais celle beaucoup moins connue du Jegels Band. Le Jegels Band dans Black Up, Homework.
Be a fool, wasting my time about going. anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Whoa, baby, you got me so blind. I'm walking round in circles, about to lose my mind. The way you love me so. I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore.
Touch of your hand, whatever it is, I just can't explain.
Oh, babe, what can I do? I'm all messed up. I've got my mind on you. The way you've got me loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Baby, you're as sweet as you can be. If it's the kiss of your lips or the touch of your hand, whatever it is, I just can't explain.
Oh, babe, I tell you what to do. Keep loving me like I love you. The way you've got me loving you, babe. Yes, I said you got me loving you, babe. I wanna do you know what I'm talking about, baby. I can't do my homework no more, babe. I just can't stop loving you, babe.
Homework, Al Perkins et Betty Bips en 1965. Et bien maintenant, on va écouter Betty Bips en 1968 avec Pons of Soul. Betty Bips dans Black Up.
Thank you. knows what to do.
My man is loving man, mon homme est un homme affectueux. Et c'est une jeune fille d'à peine 16 ans qui chante ça. Et la jeune fille en question, c'est Betty Lavette. Betty qui, après ce single sorti en 1962, a cru, comme tout le monde, que sa carrière était toute tracée, puisque ce single avait très très bien marché. Mais les circonstances ou le manque de chance en a décidé autrement. La suite de sa carrière ne sera que désillusions, désenchantements et autres déconvenus. Et ça jusqu'en 1972, où là, Betty a cru qu'enfin la chance lui souriait, puisqu'elle venait de terminer l'enregistrement d'un album dans les fameux studios de Muscle Shoals. Tout était prêt, le titre de l'album, la photo de la pochette, il ne restait plus qu'à presser ce disque et à le sortir. Mais orage, au désespoir, ce disque ne sortira pas. Ne me demandez pas pourquoi, je n'en sais rien et elle non plus. Il faudra attendre pratiquement 30 ans pour qu'en 2000, grâce à la ténacité de Monsieur Gilles Pétard, grand collectionneur français et docteur S Music Soul, pour qu'enfin ce disque voie le jour. Betty Lavette, encore une fois dans Black Up, My Love is Showing. À toi Betty.
Sad and miss me too, like I miss you. Would you laugh and make me cry, Daddy? And how far would you go if I should let you know that I need you till I die? I can't deny. Thank you.
Betty Adams, Make It Real, Ride On, Betty Adams, qui après deux singles a abandonné la musique profane pour retourner chanter dans la chorale de son église. On va continuer cette émission avec une autre Betty, Betty James. Betty James avec I'm a Little Mix Up, une chanson enregistrée en famille avec son mari à la guitare et son fils à la basse. Et à la batterie, la batterie, je sais pas, un cousin peut-être, j'en sais rien. Betty James dans Black Up.
Little mixed up, mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, darling. I don't know what to do. Now you said you love me, give me stars up above. I told you, daddy, I had all your love. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now we used to walk and talk, darling, jump and sing, but I know now you don't mean me a thing. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Because of you, I'm a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up over you. I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, daddy, won't you come on home? I'm sitting here crying, darling, all alone. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do.
He's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer, but he satisfies my soul. He may not know his ABC, but he got everything that a good girl needs. Yes, he's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer, but he satisfies. You can match your life. We have lots of fun. He's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer, but he satisfies my soul.
Killer Dealer, Betty Everett, en 1958. Je sais ce que vous dites. Après Betty James, après Betty Adams, après Betty Lavette et après Betty Bips, eh bien, il va toutes nous les faire. On va avoir droit à Betty Wright, à Betty Davis, à Betty Harris. Eh bien, écoutez, si ça peut vous faire plaisir, moi, je ne demande que ça. Betty Davis dans Black Up, Shubidoop and Copim.
Girl, she's a fine, fine, fine. Lord knows the show is fine. Girls, I can't help myself.
She's gonna do it. She's gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it till the cows come home. She's gonna know I'll still be getting it on. Oh, with him around, down. Move it, move it. I'm gonna move it slow like a mule.
Gonna move it, girl.
I'm gonna love him funky, free and foolish. I'm gonna do my best and try hard to get him. When if I take a look at that child.
And if I,
he's enough to drive a poor gal wild.
And if I
take him in, check him out, I'm gonna,
she's gonna love him. She's gonna love him.
I'm gonna scooby shooby doop all night.
Gonna love him, gal. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to lie till the sun rises, and when the clock strikes 12,
sure you'll be copying.
And if I,
girl, she's a fine, fine, fine.
And if I,
Lord knows she sure is fine.
And if I,
girls, I can't help myself.
She's gonna do it. She's gonna do it. She's gonna do it. She's gonna do it.
Yes, I'm gonna do it.
Sure you'll be copying.
Sure you'll be copying. Gonna do it till the cows come home.
Sure you'll be copying.
I'm gonna do it till the chicken crow.
My best friend said she had long. babysit your baby yourself.
Betty Wright en 1973, The Babysitter. Betty Wright qui, comme Betty Lavette, a enregistré son premier single pratiquement au même âge, à 15 ans. 15 ans, c'est un an de mieux ou de moins que Betty Lavette. Par contre, son parcours est totalement opposé à celui de Betty Lavette. Betty Wright, eh bien, tout lui a réussi. Elle a traversé toutes les époques et tous les styles musicaux avec la même constance. Elle a su combiner à la fois business et musique. Côté business, elle a créé et monté son propre label. Et côté musique, l'histoire retiendra certainement son ineffable duo avec Alice Cooper. Duo, c'est peut-être un grand mot. Disons plutôt sa participation sur le morceau No Tricks, un single sorti en 1978. Donc aujourd'hui, il y a prescription et dans 20 ans, hein, tout le monde l'aura oublié. Et puis, plus récemment, en 2011, l'album qu'elle a fait avec The Roots. The Roots dans Black Up. Clones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all the Jim Carrey ass.
Born co-op.
You know what I'm saying?
Born co-op. What the fuck?
To the clones. Bless the domes.
Logan Val. You know my style. Born co-op.
All the way.
Thanks.
First of all, let's talk about these ill capers and fly ass frontin' bitches that now caught vapors. Niggas run up on you with guns, snatchin' papers. Outlaw body chalk is how they would scrape ya from off the pavement. I hate getting locked up cause that upstate bus reminds me of the slave ships. But then the Bible never saved shit. I guess that's why every juvenile is in the same predicament. You wanna slay crack, a whole text, and do the concept. You can't make loot when your moms are smoking up the product. I try to tell ya, don't let these streets fucking fail ya. The way niggas be getting clapped, this shit'll fucking scare ya. But in the dark, we ran wild, so we killin' them. Niggas scared, can't stand still, like fucking helium. Fake niggas, they don't go platinum, they go aluminum. Got them cloned the fuck up, son, that's why we losing them. I'm looking at this thing as longevity, so make a big play. But then it might be a mistake, cause if I get sent to DC, I'm sending dice to DE with 3 P's, so when I get out, he can see me for real. Cause the streets is filled with snakes and rats. The snake will be that, and that rat will be that cool cat. We're swollen pockets, we gon' take it back home. Master of law, rule savior, never clone.
Yo, I use the mic to slap you in your face and erase your taste. Disgrace your gait, put your title to waste. Dominant lyrical grace from a place called Wow, Illidale, Val, Pensy. That's the residency, consistent currency. My pockets never empty, some cats believe they MC, but we know they all fraud. Do a show with Philly, niggas wouldn't implore. Nobody know your record nor who you open it for. Could tell your squad's artificial while approaching the door. So you should prepare for lyrical terror that's pure. Step up to the reservoir of the soul proprietor style, messiah or the Kaya Lord down with dice roar. The matador, shorty connoisseur, stomping whatever you build to the floor. Similar to that of a dinosaur. I told you I'm the rap predator. You insist to imitate what for? Superstar niggas is 10% real, 90% invented for a fucking record deal. Coming with something veterans can't feel. I hit you like a steel anvil because you grafted off the next man's skill. But still, I remain mellow, seeing the theatrics of Othello. But know the tactics of Rumpy Ello, VCLONES Fest. The phony ass cats is felonious. Word.
Lyricist, corner store, terrorist, black trooper, connoisseur of fine cannabis, focus never weak, blow up the spot like plastic, leave a nigga shook to the point he won't speak, never half-ass, always live and direct, on private parts, more than panty and bra sex, mad lights, I had the blackout when fake niggas act out, or step out of place, they get slapped in they face, all y'all niggas is fake, trying to emulate my style, a grown man, and this game
gang, to me you're a child. I train black of seas and camps like ex-marines. Why the fuck you think you went home and had bad dreams of horrifying things that your ass never seen before? You traveled through the realm of dice ball. My clothes get they guns blown with chrome microphones. It's not your fault, black, it's the fact you wasn't shown. Your cartoon is like a smirk, a natural is not from this earth. Represent what I've been like, this is birth. And I won't be the last, but I definitely was the first. Dice ball, big call, Logan Val, so joy. Don't come across that line to pay your cost. Knuckle gangs and hammer cock, they nothing sweet or soft. Win, lose, the draw to the jaw, take one. Deranged lyrical launcher on station. No conversation is needed, my task completed. Read a nigga up and down in the cut where I'm seated. Snatch you from your cloud of cannabis, you ignoramuses. Your leg on your lap when I attack, your glamorous lifestyle. I banged your head up with the rifle. My character a product of this 215 tripe style. I breeze through areas, niggas with fear to walk in. The talking, that galactic style is ever walking. Your Star Trek ass will wrinkle. Spill these words that form into a sprinkle. Cap your brought up the nickname a twinkle. My insight would crack the windpipe of y'all niggas. Whether small, middle size, or tall niggas. Just sign your name next when I start the X. Giving out flesh pains to death to fuck a rain check. The insane vet, whether you gank the brain wet. You proceed the lame check, the opposite of same sex. I annihilate your type if you violate. Making your blood rush, your pulse now at a higher rate.
Yeah. Après les Roots, on va terminer cette émission avec Poet and the Roots. Le poète en question, c'est Linton Kwesi Johnson. Et les Roots, c'est tout simplement le nom du groupe jamaïcain qui l'accompagne. Et on va les écouter avec Five Nights of Bleeding. Poet and the Roots, dans Black Up.
Madness, madness. Madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot blast. Broke glass. Ritual of blood on the burning. Served by a cruel and fighting. Five nights of horror on the bleeding. Broke glass. Cold blades as sharp as the highs of hate and the stabbings. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. Coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start a fighting. The youth them just turn high. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number two down at Shepherd's, right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on brew or drew. A pound or two worth of Cali. Sound coming down Never King's music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring. Raging and rising. When suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking blood in darkness. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside James Brown was screaming soul. Outside the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended. Pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with the flick of the wrist, a jab and a stab, the song of blades was sounded. The pile of oppression was vomited. And two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance. A blues dance. Two rooms popped and the pressure pushing up. Hot, hot heads. Ritual of blood in a blues dance. Broke glass, splintering fire. Axes, blades, brain blasts. Rebellion rushing down the wrong road.
storm blowing down the wrong tree. And Leroy bleeds near death on the fourth night. In a blues dance, on a black rebellious night. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number five at the Telegraph. Vengeance walk through the doors. So slow, so smooth, and so tight and ripe and smash. Broke glass, a bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim feels fear, finds hands, holds knife, finds throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war.
Voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. On se retrouve demain, même endroit, même heure. Salut!